In life, it's often amusing how people pass judgment based on superficial criteria. Whether it's your appearance, financial status, job, or even your choice of church, someone somewhere is ready to assess and make assumptions. This phenomenon never ceases to amaze me, particularly in the context of my personal journey towards becoming a writer. The advent of technology has empowered individuals like me to pursue their passions. With dictation tools enabling the easy articulation of thoughts and stories, the opportunity to share one's narrative without fear of judgment has never been more accessible. Despite this technological progress, societal judgments persist. Throughout my life, I've harbored a desire to be someone special, driven by a genuine intention to do good and be kind to others. This altruistic inclination led me to a career in HVAC, where I found fulfillment in helping people. However, my optimism was challenged when I observed the transformative power of money on someone I once respected, the owner of the company. Initially, he embodied the values that shaped the company, but as wealth accumulated, so did the distance from his employees. While I acknowledge the positive aspects of his success, I wonder if he can reconcile this newfound prosperity with loyalty to those who contributed to his rise. Despite these experiences, I've been fortunate to have a friend, Joe, who played a pivotal role in my personal and professional development. His tough love and high expectations molded me into a successful individual, challenging me to rise above self-imposed limitations. Although our friendship has weathered challenges, the unconditional support he provided during difficult times is etched in my memory. However, the concept of unconditional friendship is not universally embraced. There are moments when I question if our friendship is conditional, especially when phrases like "let's wait and see" are used. Surrounding oneself with successful individuals is often touted as a recipe for personal success. Joe, as a demanding mentor, exemplifies this philosophy and has significantly contributed to my achievements. Friendships, like people, are transient. Some enter our lives for a reason, shaping our journey, while others depart without clear explanations. Despite political differences that led to the loss of certain friendships, my commitment to unwavering loyalty remains steadfast. Expressing oneself through writing is a cathartic process, a means to convey personal feelings and experiences. Criticism, however, creates an empty void, serving no constructive purpose. It neither enhances nor diminishes my character. With a family, children, and grandchildren, my life may lack opulence, but it doesn't define my worth. My struggles, some self-inflicted, have been accompanied by valuable lessons. The hardships I've endured surpass what many could fathom, yet I refrain from wishing them upon anyone. Empathy, I believe, is born from understanding, and judgment should be withheld until one has walked in another's shoes. The diversity of human experiences, cultures, and emotions necessitates an understanding that everyone comes from different walks of life. In a world where people may turn their backs, trample on you, or worse, it's crucial to appreciate the kindness and generosity that others may extend. Gratitude should be a constant companion, recognizing that what you have could easily be taken away. While you enjoy the warmth of your blankets at night, someone might be sleeping in a cardboard box. The key message here is to refrain from passing judgment and instead focus on prayer, repentance, and offering your heart to a higher purpose. Consider the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for humanity. Reflect on whether you would be willing to make similar sacrifices for the world. Before judging others, ponder how much you are truly prepared to give up.